Well, hello, and welcome to this midweek message from Meyerstown Church of the Brethren. I'm Pastor Dennis, and it's good to spend some time with you today. I want to share some words from the Psalms, in particular the 23rd Psalm, and this is the NIV version of that Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff. They comfort me. Prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Well, when I was a child, I memorized the 23rd Psalm in the King James Version. There's just something about the Psalms in King James that makes them even more special. Some of the more modern translations just don't provoke the same response. That said, I really like the first line of the NIV version that I just read. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. Over the last 4 to 5 months, there have been many voices calling to us. And as we head toward November's election, I'm sure there are going to be many more. These are confusing times. Which voices do we follow? Where will they lead us? What will be waiting for us when we get there? It seems those many voices just lead us to more confusion and more stress. Well, David recalled his experience as a shepherd when he wrote this song. He remembered how sheep need a good and wise shepherd to lead them, provide for them, and protect them. When the sheep followed the shepherd, they had everything they needed. They lacked nothing. In these days of confusion and stress, Jesus, the good shepherd, wants to lead us and comfort us. In the Gospel of John, the 10th chapter, Jesus says he's the gate for the sheep. When we follow the good shepherd, he will lead us to that place where we will find rest. The good shepherd, Jesus said, lays down his life for the sheep. He gave up his life that we might have life and have it to the full. In other words, that we will lack nothing. In these crazy days, the only place we will find green pastures, quiet streams, and rest from all that is right now is by following the good shepherd along the right paths. Because the Lord leads me and guides me, because he provides a place for me in green pastures and by quiet streams and waters, I am refreshed. I lack nothing. How about you? None of us could have imagined 4 or 5 months ago that we'd be where we are today. Yes, you know, we might have seen pictures of people in cities in other countries wearing masks, maybe because of air pollution. Little did we realize we would be wearing masks because of a microscopic virus. Many of us had plans for graduations, family gatherings, and summer travel. Kathy and I were going to fly to the Netherlands this past April to visit our son Andy and his family. It didn't happen. Some of our church family here at Meyerstown became infected with the coronavirus. They didn't expect to spend time in a hospital, not knowing what the outcome might be. We've all walked through some dark valleys over the past months. Yet even in these dark valleys, we didn't need to fear. We are here today, listening to or reading this midweek message. In that, can you find some comfort? Because the Lord walks with us through life's dark valleys, because his rod and staff bring us comfort and take away our fear. We lack nothing. Yes, over the last 4 or 5 months, life has been full of challenges we never would have anticipated. I know I've had moments when I felt really down because we haven't been able to see our grandchildren and share in their lives. I've had moments when I've lamented not being able to see my 91-year-old mother when she's wondering why no one's coming to see her. I felt moments of feeling inadequate as a pastor because I can't be there for people who are in the hospital or in nursing homes. I'm sure you've all had some moments too. But all of this will come to an end sometime. We just don't know how or when. So take comfort in David's final words in the 23rd Psalm. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. The good shepherd will provide and has provided. Following him, we have nothing to fear. We lack nothing. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What we are experiencing today is not the end. God has promised to someday make all things new in a new heaven and a new earth where we will lack nothing forever. In the meantime, his goodness and love will be with me and with you all these days of our lives. And following the Good Shepherd, we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Indeed, the Lord is our shepherd, and we lack nothing. Would you pray with me? God, thank you. Thank you for sending Jesus to be our shepherd, to lead us to green pastures and quiet streams. That's what we really need right now. Life has been crazy. We need the shepherd's comfort and care. Our minds get occupied by all that is happening in our lives and in this world, and we too easily forget that you are walking with us through it all. Remove our fears and give us your peace. In the midst of it all, help us to see that all we really need is you. When we place our trust in you, we lack nothing. Thank you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless and have a good remainder of your week, and hope to see you on Sunday.